And Alderman Taylor's motion of returning the second meeting in Common Council may seem like unimportant to you, but the letter that I had asked to read into the record, which didn't get read into the record, when all the aldermen said, I can't come tonight because the previous minutes, that was not expecting the discussion until later on a later meeting. So these are minutes that constituents rely on so they can come to a meeting. And now Grace, who has been extremely involved in this project for 8 years, couldn't even make the meeting. So it's very disappointing. I'm working really hard. And I totally let you. I said you called me. You wanted to do all this explanation after the bids and before the council meeting. I said, Glenn, I'm going to let you fix this because I don't even know what to do with it. It's so complicated right now. I think the thing is that we do need to send it back to you, but don't make any more changes or go out to bid unless we know, because it's just too difficult. And if I look at 179, when you have all the alternates, the only two that really apply to this entire drainage project are base bid biofilm drainage and alternate two.
Correct.
And you're cutting out all of alternate two. Unless you can come up with some more money. And we'd have a little more money because it's only about $1,810 short to do the whole project. I sat there and went over the phone with MMSD on these figures. I can't believe that we didn't spend $1,800 on contract changes with Rukert and Milkey. We would have had the money had we not done it this way. One last point, alternate six. Water main relay on West Madison Boulevard and West Marquette Avenue, east of 36th Street and South 35th Street. How did we get South 35th Street? This is the one where we had the whole
council pack of 35th Street residents?
This is a section of 35th Street that already has water.
Okay.
So we're doing a relay in that area.
Okay. I'll make the motion to... I think when after my conversation with Kevin and Jerome, they would like to help us, and they are supportive of the project. They just can't commit the fundings, and they're not sure if they can meet this December 23rd deadline, because you didn't ask, like my motion said, to secure the funding and ask for more funding and get it on the commission's agenda. And because you did that, now we're going to miss their agenda. Although they said they would try, but only because I asked them to. That should have been part of what my first motion was. I don't understand why you didn't do that motion. So I guess at this point, the only thing we can really do is count on MMSD to get it on their agenda and not bring it back until MMSD has an answer for us. I don't know if that's going to meet that deadline. And then we put all of this work in, and we can't meet the contractor's 60 days that you're talking about because it has to be done by December 23rd. It's very disappointing.
Do you have a motion, Alderman?
Motion to have staff continue to work with MMSD and secure the funding and bring it back to the council as soon as possible.
Sure.
With those funding commitments and change of scope as necessary.
And what do we do about the water main relays?
The water main
relays. Tabled it this time.
Okay.
So it's to refer to staff, back to staff as the first one?
Yeah.
And they're tabling something too?
No.
Oh.
We're just ignoring it.
Oh.
It's the water main relays.
Okay.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G10 is on page 187.
So moved. Going to read it.
Resolution to reimburse Park Circle LLC for installation of sanitary sewer.
I'll second.
And reports for votes. Madam Wilhelm.
So I'm looking at this $80,000 reimbursement. Mr. Bird, I just want to comment that it seems like we need to have a little bit more water impact, because then when you do the impact fee study, so keep this one in mind when you do that. Thank you.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Becker.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G11 on page 189 is a professional services agreement with Rueckert and Mielke for update of the city impact fees.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman
Wilhelm. I
did ask staff to provide me the different costs. The initial 2002 study was like $64,000, and there were several updates. To that, Mr. Liberti, is this update more extensive than the revisions we've had over the years, which didn't come close to this amount?
Mr. Liberti.
Yes, because we were looking to revise each of them. Last time we began to undertake the water impact fee, was not completed fully due to Act 10 having been approved. And the other ones that have occurred since then have just been park fees.
The other question I have is, it says, should they require substantial changes, that it would be brought back? Now, that's a matter of opinion on what those substantial changes would be. I mean, I know we had the thing about, you know, the changes with the 5% raises that didn't feel as an opinion to be mentioned, so I'm just a little bit uncomfortable about the decision on what, when it would come back to the council for substantial changes.
You're welcome to lay it over. It says non-substantive, and it delegates that decision to the city attorney. If they end up coming back and asking for a second edit that's just clarifying what's already in there.
I think I'd rather have it see it go forward with the understanding that you could give us an update on any changes so we could make the decision to think if they're substantial or not. Would that be something you could do?
That would just be laying it over until we hear back from them, because you could, if
we... No, Mark, if, wants to go forward, but she wants you to come back if there's major changes.
Right. And just give us an update on what those changes are. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Alderman Taylor.
Why again did we hire Rueckert Mielke for this? Why did we need them?
The Common Council selected them at a prior meeting. We looked at two different firms, and at the last minute, the other firm withdrew. Due to believing they had a conflict of interest due to their dealings with City of Oak Creek.
And the reason why we have to hire and consult is this is something that staff can't do, is that correct?
Yeah, right. I mean, a significant amount of work will be involved. Staff will be spending a lot of time in this as well, but using Rueckert and Mielke will enable us to have a more thorough review and them put the pieces together as we find the pieces for them. So there's still a lot of staff time involved.
Well, I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm really sick and tired of seeing Rueckert and Mielke in every single council agenda. I mean, how much money have we paid them in this calendar year, the last 2 years, the last 5 years? How many millions of dollars? I mean, I know we have over $1 million on the business park, but I mean, is there any other game in town besides them? I mean, this, talk about having monopoly on our municipal budget. My God. When we look at how much we spend every year. It's increase for some additional work. It's change orders. It is. I'm going to put on an agenda of how much we have spent them the last year, the last two, the last five, to get the answer on the public record. Because I just. A lot of money, Mayor.
I have no issue.
We have no issue with paying them a lot of money?
No, I have no issue with the discussion.
Oh, okay.
And the direction of staff will be engineering services, regardless of the contractor. Gray, Fitz, R.A. Smith, whoever.
Sure, well, that's right, because there's the other two, Gray and R.A. Smith.
But they're the three big ones.
Right, but
city,
I mean, that's,
you know?
My God. So. How many?
The reason a lot of municipalities use Rook Group Mielke, they were intimately involved in the writing of the statute itself initially. I mean, that's my understanding that Mr. Mielke at the time was involved in a lot of the impact fee setup. Getting a face from the city attorney telling me I'm maybe wrong, but that was my understanding. We've used them.
Wouldn't it be a conflict? Hey, I wrote it, so now you need to use me?
We've used them through the multiple stages, so they had a lot of familiarity with ours. I did try to find one of the other firms. I did not go to Springstead because of their home base is out of Minneapolis, and their local office is relatively small. So that's why I did look for one other one, but then they pulled out.
You already moved.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. No.
Madam Clerk.
This is just a no. It's not an aye. It's a
Alderman
no.
Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion passes. Five ayes, one no, no absent. 12 on 203 is to execute a pass-through professional services agreement to a different engineering firm, Brown and Caldwell.
So moved.
Second.
And I remind everybody this is pass-through. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13 on page 213 is approval of resolution to enter into contract with Field Brand Design.
Brought a team with me this evening. That way we'll have all the experts to answer all of your questions this evening.
But before we do that, I'm going to remind the common council that this all started with a request from me to spend $3,500 to do a new logo.
I was supportive of that, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Okay, Ms. Burke.
All right. Well, with that introduction, I would like to give you a little more history of how we come to be here this evening. But first, I would like to make introductions. On my left and on my right, I have Morgan Burns and Keith Walters here with Thiel Brand Design. And to the right of Mr. Walters, we have Chairwoman Amy Schermetzler of the Tourism Commission. So between the group of us, we should be able to address any questions you have. But I would like to give you a little background first. So in the council action sheet, I kind of laid out a little bit of a timeline. But to go into slightly more detail, when the council action sheet came before you on 10-3 of 2017, my predecessor had indicated that there was $25,000 that was budgeted for a marketing consultant for brand discovery, research, and development. The council action sheet went on further to say that it was envisioned that this initial contract with the firm would set the stage for future marketing activities throughout the city. Fast forward to April of 2018. At that October 3rd, 2017 meeting, Alderman Taylor made a motion and Alderwoman Wilhelm seconded to send out requests for qualifications. So in April of 2018, that happened. Fast forward a little farther to when I began at the end of June of 2018, and I was updated on the project, and at that point in time, eight firms received the request for qualifications. Of those eight firms, five of them responded, two of those firms responded in the negative, and three firms did come back with proposals or qualifications. One of those was Zykowitz Design Agency, one was Hausch Design Agency, and one was Thiel Brand Design. When I started, the Economic Development Corporation was the commission in charge of this community branding and marketing initiative. However, the Tourism Commission was also on a parallel path to look into some destination branding and to do some community marketing and some other types of initiatives along that same vein. So before I came on board, there was talk about bringing the two commissions together to see if they could work together and come up with some cost savings in putting their two budgets together. So I brought those two commissions together in July, and they continue to work together. And I'm very proud that both the commissions, whose members did not know each other at all, were able to make the kind of progress that they made in just a few short months. No fist fights. No, it's actually been a really nice collaboration, and I think as a council you should be very proud of these two commissions because they have put a great deal of work and time and effort into getting us here this evening. So when I started, one of the things that I heard a lot from both commissions, from other stakeholders in the community, is that Franklin does not have an identity. Nobody thinks bad things, but nobody really thinks great things either, and that's something that we need to rectify. Yeah. So the point in the whole community branding and marketing strategy is to create a visual brand, to create the messaging, and then to create the positioning. And in your packets, you will see that you have a copy of the proposal that Thiel Brand Design provided to the commissions. And there's a lot of great information in here, but there are two visuals that I think will be extremely helpful to you to understand why we're here this evening with this proposal. The first is on page 14, and that's the project flow. It's a great visual that gives you an idea of... Thank you, Mr. Morrow. So then three pages farther on page 17, you'll see the timeline. Those two pieces kind of go hand in hand. One is the what is going to happen. The other is the when it's going to happen. And essentially, we have three phases for this project. And you're going to get a lot of deliverables out of this project. So the first phase is essentially research. This was actually beefed up in the process when the two commissions were working together. Because the Tourism Commission has some very specific goals that they want to address in the future, like web development, social media presence, and how are we going to take all of the tourism-based activities and organizations located in the city and turn that into something meaningful that actually drives traffic, heads in beds, and brings people into the community. So phase one is the research. What we get out of this is 53 in-person interviews, 400 web surveys, a global city benchmarking process, which will be invaluable all on its own, as well as the 16 to 24 page key research findings and analysis. Thiel intends to come back at that time and give you a presentation on those findings. So that's your deliverable number one. In phase two, there will be a brand profile and marketing theme component. So this is where the image will get built. The key messaging will bubble to the surface from the research that was done. The differentiation, how is the city different from other communities? And what are our strengths and how do we play off of those? Based on some work that's being done with the city and some opportunities coming down the road, Thiel Brand Design has committed to having a logo in our hands by the end of January so that we can start using that component right away. However, that's not anywhere near the most important piece of this project. We will also receive our second deliverable, which would be a 12 to 20 page brand profile document. They will come back before this council again and give you another opportunity to provide input, to examine the document, and to do a gut check and make sure that we're moving forward the way we want to. And then phase three will be the marketing plan. This will be the blueprint. This is not only going to be something that we can use with both the EDC and the Tourism Commission, but it will also be an opportunity for us to, almost like a citywide mission statement. We can use that as a gut check. We can go back. Who are we? Does this align with what we're trying to do? So that will be the third deliverable, which is an 8 to 16 page marketing plan. In that plan, it will identify who our audiences are, the objectives, the strategy, the media, the content, the frequency, the timing, and the cost. So it will be extremely detailed. When the two commissions first started meeting, they had the three qualifications from the three marketing firms I mentioned earlier. I didn't feel that was a strong enough pool for the commissions to make a decision, so I reached out to two more agencies, Noyes and Hoffman and York. And when I reached out to or invited all of these firms to come back for presentations, we were looking at things like, how robust is the agency? Is it a one-person shop, or is it a firm that has a great deal of experience in this area, who has a lot of different resources to bring to the table, who has experience in doing this, and so on and so forth. So we got to a place where the two commissions had the five marketing firms come in and did their presentations. Then the commissions met. They narrowed it down to two, Noyes and Thiel, and then from there narrowed it down to Thiel. The Tourism Commission recognized that because of the expense of the research piece and it being such a robust component in this proposal, that they offered to do a 60-40 split between the EDC and the Tourism Commission, recognizing that the EDC does not have a budget of its own and that you as the council make those decisions on behalf of the EDC. They made a recommendation to bring it before you this evening, and the Tourism Commission actually approved the contract, which is also in your packet. So a couple more things that I want to share with you before you ask us the questions that I'm sure you have that are burning. Thiel has done quite a bit of branding. They actually have branding in their name title. They did the City of Oconomowoc's branding and logo work, which is also part of your packet. And while it is a lot of money to spend, it is in the middle of the range of services that you would find if you were to Google community branding or destination branding. You're typically in a range of $80,000 to $120,000 to $200,000 for these services. And the two commissions felt that this was the best value for the money.
What is our budget for the Tourism Commission? Like, how much have we collected? Because isn't it, we get a portion of the hotel tax, is that correct? So what is that total dollar amount? I mean, we've just been pooling that money for
we
how
have.
Long?
There
so
has,
what is it?
The Tourism Commission has not spent any significant money whatsoever. Some business cards and a couple of small things. It's over $200,000. I don't have the exact figure, but I did look at the budget for both 2018 and 2019, and they set aside, I'm not good at memorizing numbers like that, they set aside $30,000 in 2018 and $50,000 in 2019. And the EDC's budget, which is my department's budget, had allocated, we have more than $40,000.
The finance guy in the audience, maybe he has the answer.
The 2018 budget revenues for the Tourism Commission were $206,000. And the 2019 budget revenues are $226,000. So $432,000 in 2 years. In 2017.
So we have a balance of $600,000?
By the end of 19, yes.
By end of 19. And that just and that sits in its own separate fund?
Yes.
It has to be spent.
Right. No, no, it's exactly. It's their money. And, I mean, this goes back to where, you know, since 2010, the governor has signed off on 128 different pieces of legislation, which has handcuffed or taken away from local control. 128 different actions that have taken dollars out of our pocket. Yet in this, and I'm going to finish my rant here. And man, as a co-defendant, I'm going to, you know, have my time on the sun here. And on top of that, it's interesting that in this budget that he put out, that now for the first time, we're getting more money for roads and infrastructure, and schools are getting more money too. But the previous 7 years, that's all been taken away. So, anyways, just had to throw that out there. But that's good to know that there's $600,000, and they're willing to pony up some money to help us out on this.
And to finish answering your question, Alderman Taylor, the economic development budget has an other professional services line item. In 2017, $25,000 of that was earmarked for community branding and marketing. There was no earmarks in the 2018 budget, but I still have over $40,000 in that budget this year, and there is $50,000 in the budget next year. So we do have the funds to spend in both commissions for this project.
Well, I was going to say, I think we need that logo, that's for sure. There's a major development going on up the road that needs our logo at some point here in the spring. So,
well, I'll be clear about that. We are 25% owners of the Ballpark Commons project. We're partners, right? And there's a sponsor board going up that it will be permanent.
And I asked for it.
I was about to go there. Alderman Taylor has been in the middle of that, and actually it was his impetus. And I thought of it, but I didn't bring it up, so you get credit.
But I asked for his approval first if he thought it was a good idea.
I thought it was a damn good idea. So that thing's going to be permanent. Do you want the flying F, or do we want something better? For permanent signage. Permanent signage. So that sign is getting built in February. So anyway, Alderman Barber, thank you.
I'd like to thank Callie for bringing both of the commissions together, allowing us to work together. It was a very collaborative effort. And I'd like to also compliment the two chairpersons that were working to do this. I believe that the split is appropriate, and the fact that economic development wants to have a say in it in the future, and to work that out with the tourism was what I consider a success in using some of that money. So based on that, I would approve the resolution, or make a motion to approve the resolution.
Is there a second?
I'll second it, but then still more discussion.
Anything else? Alderman Mayor.
First of all, when we had the person come in with the logo, he brought us one logo in from out of the blue, which was okay, but I thought we could do better. We sent him away to bring us back other options. Does he now know, or did he give up on that? Does anybody have communication with him?
I can answer that. He was paid an agreed-upon amount, I believe it was $1,500, for the work that he had done. Some of the work was unsolicited, but there was some conversations, and Mr. Liberto would probably be able to give you a much better synopsis. But he was paid for the work to date so that we had a clean slate going forward. He was one of the five who presented in August to the two commissions. At that time, he was eliminated from consideration.
Do you have a logo in mind already? You presented something in August? Okay. So when it comes to the logo, are we going to have any input? Are we going to have any choices? It's a small part of this whole thing, but I think it's a very big thing.
Our firm is in part of, yes, it's Keith Walters from Thiel Brand Design. Our firm has been around for about 36 years, and we've branded everybody from in logo design standpoint, from Snap-on to Quarles and Brady to Rollin Henderson, the oldest continuous law firm in the country. So we have a very, you know, firm background in logo development. We'll bring you some alternatives. We generally promise three different options. Typically, we bring many more than that, but I don't want to over-promise and under-deliver.
Yeah. I like the one of us agreeing all on one is going to be slim to none. We know that already.
Right,
so.
Right.
But the research that we do allows us to focus in on a solution that has a lot of rationale around it. So typically we're able to bring in an option, three options, all of them which work, and then you can decide.
Hi, Kelly. When you go through the design process for the logos,
would you be willing to have each commission give their reason why they picked it and give us a write-up on the reasons why those committees picked those so we can get a recommendation from those committees?
I think that's a terrific idea. I see no problem with that. But even further, correct me if I'm wrong, in reading the proposal, is that when there are a minimum of two or three logos to choose from, you will all see those. You will have an opportunity to provide your feedback and to make recommendations on, you know, which one do you like the best and how do you think it needs to be tweaked for it to be the perfect fit. And I would also add that you will be one of the people who will be interviewed of the 53 personal face-to-face interviews, each one of you. Will be those stakeholders.
I just thought it would be really nice to have a write-up when we're presented the logos on why they felt they selected what they did. And if we could have that, then, you know, it might help us with our decision if we're reading what our community members are saying about that. Because if you just bring us three logos, like Alderman Taylor said,
we will not work in a vacuum. You will have a very, very thorough understanding of everything that you receive. You will understand why you're receiving it. I do.
Is a recommendation from those two committees who are looking at it.
Yes.
So ultimately, the decision's ours, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, number one. Number two, when anything like this comes forward, like, I see you guys have colored copies out there. I want colored copies from now on. I don't understand why we can't get this. When we had the presentation from the architects for the city hall, I think we got – somebody brought extras for us all, but in our packet was, I think, somewhere black and white. Not all the time, but sometimes they are. So I'm just saying in the future, especially on this, when we're actually able to visibly see it, mm-hmm. if you're going to have something laying out there on the the camera, we want copies up here.
We'll leave these two copies behind, and I'll put one on each end.
I'm looking at these logos in black and white.
Yeah, you're right. Next time you'll get color. Thank you.
Part to this agreement, they have decision making.